turundusdoktor aitab.
This week's case study sounds like that. Dear marketing doctor, thank you for answering my question about renovated furniture. Today I have a new one. I have been renovating soft furniture for some time now and started to think about launching my own product line. The target group is a wealthier person. We cannot compete with a mass production with prices, but as a handmade furniture, we can show top quality in every stage of the production. It means choosing the materials, the handwork, the service, and etc. The quantities are limited, and it will be dependent on the final price and, of course, our production capacity. So it's rather exclusive. The question is how to market the product in such a competitive market as furniture when we cannot compete with the price.
It is a good case, and the market has been showing that can be very successful. So if we take general trends, the economy during the last global economy has been having a certain path during the last year. The last years, unfortunately, but one clear sign that emerged is that sales of luxury brands actually have been increasing. So all the markets are shrinking, but still sales of luxury items that can be fashion, can be jewelry, transportation means, and so on, they keep growing. So bottom line is there is surely a market. So here we are talking about clearly focused product and market. It's a niche, high quality and high price. In my point of view, there is absolutely a big market. And there are a lot of ways how actually a company that has such such skills also, because that is a specific case where a lot of skills are needed. Quality, price, outcome has to be the best possible. So for example, if we talk purely about marketing, there are several ways to communicate and to make people aware of that. For example, I can just make some few examples. If we talk about press, I think that Aripai, for example, would be the best daily newspaper where it could be advertised, Forbes. These are just some ideas. Of course, what would be the best marketing would be the word of mouth. So satisfied customers will be the best sales representative that such company could have with no cost. There are some examples, because I'm aware that in Estonia there is a company that is producing some of the best speakers in the world. They're not coming really cheap, but they have a huge demand, tailored approach, and what it will really makes a difference for a company, for a small company that wants to renovate furniture and provide quality, is the personalized and the tailored approach to the customer, not just to the product, but to the customers.
Andrea, may I test you on some things?
Sure.
What do you think, if you look here at the description of the product, and let's think that they have made an armchair, a beautiful one, whatever the beautiful in this context means, what do you think, what could be the retail price for this item in order to belong into the luxury category?
We are talking in, we should go in the five digits probably. So 10,000 euros, and of course I expect 10,000 euros quality materials.
Absolutely. So I think that the person who sent us the case study will will be rather frightened about this price, but I would agree. So if you talk here about the armchair, that is about 10,000 euros or more, and probably if you look at the coach, then it would be maybe 20 or 30,000. So it's really, really very high-end market. And in this case, I think that that it's not only enough that it's handmade, but I think that that really the top quality materials, probably materials with a story telling why it's chosen, how it's chosen, how it looks. And I think that design will be also a very important factor.
Yes, and more than design, also the possibility for the customer to get whatever he has in mind, how crazy it may sound, but the possibility to get it.
Okay, so you mean that that even in the luxury segment, there are customers who are coming to you and telling that this is the chair that I want to have, even with their own drawings?
Absolutely, why not? That is a very good potential market. I'm not very strong in the furniture industry, I have to be honest, but as a consumer, so I see it as something. Exclusivity is something that usually comes with a price tag, but the exclusivity itself is given sometimes by the price tag as well.
Absolutely, I think they are very much connected. So from my point of view, if you target this audience, I think that there are some things the person should think about. Would be also that that the market in Estonia is very, very small. So probably you should, from the very first beginning, start to target markets abroad. Either it's the rich Scandinavian markets or UK or any other bigger market there. This type of segment is much stronger. So I think that the global expansion should be thought about already from the very first moment.
Yes, if but only if there is enough productivity possibility, because okay. If the company is a two people company, I would, with high level of confidence, I would think that they could do really well just targeting Estonia.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Word of mouth marketing. If we're talking about a 10 20 people company, of course, you have a certain production possibility that is maybe slightly above the merely Estonian possibility to purchase. So it really depends how many people and how much investments you want to put. But for a small companies, it is really all about quality. Even a domestic market could be a first step.
Very
and of
good.
Course, you can grow step by step.
Okay. And then my second advice would be that with this market, you should be really paying attention to every detail, not just about product, but also quality in everything you do in marketing, and also find a truly compelling story and the visuals. So people really don't buy just a piece of furniture, but really a legend or something behind. So this is, I think that it's important in this market or in this segment.
So, well, also that can be done with the materials, for example. Sometimes the story behind certain materials is helping to pump up the price.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of everything, and it should be really stressed and shown that every step you do, how the quality is created and what is behind, and also the good visuals to tell the story. So if you imagine that maybe your chair would be used in, let's say, in Vogue magazine for a fashion shoot, and the top models are sitting on the armchair, so you really want it also be more than just a chair. Yeah, I think these are the things that probably the thought. And then, of course, important thing is about the dealership or how to plan to deliver the furniture. Is it just your web store that would be enough, maybe? Or do you still need maybe some stores in order to let people physically touch the product, what they are going to buy for this amount of money?
No, actually, figures there is something even better could be done. It's as it is all about the human touch. The people, the customer, should have the possibility to see the factory. So where the things are done, they could go there and tell order what they really would like to be done for them. So increasing the exclusivity and the personal touch.
Yeah, it's a very good idea. So you have the factory and the showroom at the same place, and the guests who are worth it will be invited personally, toured around, guided around, and at the same time shown the full collection.
It's almost cost zero exhibit, so could be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you could even show the customers how the furniture is made. If you don't have any special secrets, you can really give maybe even hourly update about how does it go, how to choose the materials, and step by step how the furniture becomes true. So also giving some more, let's say, points or value added points to the storyline.
Yes, that's also our good idea. So there are a lot of small points that together can bring good value.
Very good. So I just would to end up the discussion. I would really encourage you to think more, to think, and to not be afraid of the price competition, because in this luxury segment, the price is not the issue, and often it says that the more the better. So be brave, have big ambitions, and make a try. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us cases. You know we love to solve them and give you interesting ideas.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio? Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.